Welcome to Green Talks, the podcast where we explore weird stories about the environment and its challenges. Today, we're focusing on two very different states, Missouri and California, to understand how environmental issues impact people's daily lives. To help us navigate these discussions, I'm joined by three amazing guests, Luan, a member of Environmental Associations.
Hello.
Andrea, a lobbyist working on climate policies.
Hello.
And Luca, a politician involved in environment decision making.
Hello.
But that's not all. We've also gathered testimonies from Missouri citizens who shared how ecological issues affect their neighborhood and their personal thought on how to tackle these challenges. So let's dive in and listen to the testimony of a girl living in Missouri talking about waste management and the environment.
I say that Missouri has faced new environmental issues such as contamination of the soil and waterways, and also air pollution, depletion of resources, and the need to safely dispose of toxic waste in various forms. And I feel like that's because some Missourians aren't really educated on where to put batteries, like old batteries. They don't know where to put old paint. They don't know where to put that. And they don't really use the resources because they're not educated enough. And for climate change events, we have tornadoes. I personally haven't like experienced one before, but I have been close to it. And they are dangerous since they obviously destroy homes, and they have before. And for our city, Lee Summit, we have a landfill, and that's where we put batteries and old paint and other material to recycle them. But again, not a lot of people know about this because they don't really talk about it. And that kind of answers my second question. Like the other question, do schools teach you?
Hi, I'm Loan, a member of the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. Today, I want to share my thoughts about the situation. I think it's worrying that industries still face problems like soil and water contamination, air pollution, and the depletion of resources. The girl also mentioned the issue of battery disposal, and that's something we need to talk about more. Many industries don't know where to throw used batteries. It's not just a problem for the environment, it's a lack of information.
I agree with you, Loan. Many companies either don't know what to do or choose not to act because it's not required by law. The fact that these problems still exist shows there's a big gap in the regulation. If industries has better information and law were stricter, we should see less pollution and better use of resources.
That's a good point, Andrea. At the political level, we need to close that gap. It's not just about making industries aware of their environmental impact. It's about creating laws that force them to take responsibility. We should also support green technologies that help manage waste better. And we need to educate people so they can make the right choice.
Now let's move on to the second testimony. This time we'll hear from a young man who will highlight the absence of natural disasters in his regions and share his personal commitments to fighting for the environment.
Really have any issues, but we do have a lot of like highs and lows temperatures. Like our highest can get up to like 110 Fahrenheit, and our lows can get into the like negative 20s Fahrenheit. We don't have climate change effects events like hurricanes or fires because we're too far from the coast to get effects from hurricanes, and we're not a dry climate, so we don't ever get fires. Our city and country doesn't do anything really to help the environment. Our schools do not really teach us about protecting our environment. We have little to no education on it, and it is a severe lack in our school system. We do not run the same risks as LA because, like I said, we're a wet climate, we're not a dry climate, and we're 2,000 miles away, so it's a completely different climate and system here than it is in LA. I do barely anything to help the environment. I could care less, to be honest, and that's like the rest of our country, because we hate to actually help the environment. Thank you.
Saying that Missouri has no environmental problems is a mistake. It's true that we don't have hurricanes like Florida or wildfires like California, but extreme temperatures show that the climate is changing. Summers reaching 43 degrees and winters dropping to minus 29 degrees or not normal. Air and water pollution are also increasing. Yet, neither the citizens nor the government are reacting. If everyone keeps thinking that this is not a problem, the situation will only get worse. We need collective awareness and concrete action, both politically and individually.
I understand environmental concern, but we need to be realistic. The economy and jobs must remain a priority. Local industries create thousands of jobs and cannot be restricted by excessive regulation. However, I admit that neither citizens nor politicians are doing enough to find a reasonable compromise. Instead of blaming business, the government should introduce solutions that encourage more sustainable practice without harming the economy. Right now, there is no real initiative in this direction, and that's a problem.
There are different opinions show how complex the issue is. On one hand, it's true that Missouri doesn't face the same disaster as California, but that doesn't mean we should do nothing. However, we must admit that neither citizens nor authorities are taking the problem seriously. There is a lack of political will to implement sustainable solutions and a lack of public engagement to change habits. If we want to protect our environment without harming the economy, it's time for everyone to take responsibility and take action.
Okay, thank you. Now, different views, but the same issues. Lack of action. Now, let's hear another testimony from other Missouri residents who discussed extreme weather, government inaction in pollution, and the link between climate change and California's wildfires.
I wouldn't say that I have noticed it that much because we're kind of used to it because we live in the Midwest and we experience a lot of extreme changes in the weather. Like one day it could be hot and the next day it can be like in the negatives. And yeah. What are the ideas proposed by the U.S. government to reduce the pollution on your territory? I would say that we don't have a lot of ideas proposed by the U.S. government to reduce pollution because we don't have a lot of focus on that and we don't have that great of presence. Do you think that the forest fires in California have a link with climate change? I would say that they would probably because it affects the pollution and it's just not good for the air because it's the air that we breathe in, and we've noticed a lot of fog and smoke in the air, and some of the skies have gotten darker. Do you feel that climate change impacts your everyday life? I feel like it does, but not dramatically, that I would notice it up front. If you really think about it, I think you will realize that it does have an impact, but in your everyday life, it doesn't propose.
Okay, so this testimony from someone in Missouri is striking. Even through people they are used to extreme weather conditions, they don't seem to feel the direct impact of climate change in their daily lives. This shows how the consequences can be invisible and hard to notice for some population, but they are very real.
Absolutely. The problem is that the federal government hasn't put in place concrete solutions to help citizens deal with pollution and the long-term impacts of climate change. Environmental policies are often left up to the states, and as we can see here, local authorities don't seem to take enough action.
That's true. Climate change management is still lacking the federal level. But I think it's important to highlight that some states, like California, have taken major steps to fight pollution and wildfire. In California, wildfires are clearly linked to climate change and air pollution, but that's not the case everywhere. The impact we felt is not always immediately visible in the same way everywhere.
As we wrap up today's discussions, let's end with a big question. What ideas would you suggest to improve the environmental situation in the United States? And how could we apply something like a Green New Deal to make a real changes? Luan, Andrea, Luca, what do you think?
In my opinion, we should invest in renewable energy and education to help people understand the real impact of climate change.
For me, we need stronger regulation and corporate responsibility are key. Big polluters must be held accountable.
And I think we also need better public transport and reforestation programs. A fair transition and essential for affected communities.
Thank you, Loan, Andrea, and Luca, for your great insight today. It's been a fantastic conversation, and we appreciate your time. Thanks to our listeners as well. Stay tuned for more on Great Talks.
Bye. Bye.